fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'll do it!
In all the world, there was no more dangerous place than the Barbary Coast. Criminals of the lowest type from all over the world were banded under ruthless leaders such as Dirk Gimlet and Greg Raven. Criminals to whom a human life meant nothing. Outlaws who dealt in human souls. All of them knew that the Lone Ranger had arrived in the vicinity to fight them and throughout the mud-filled streets. All denizens had a common determination to get the Lone Ranger. The masked man knew the odds against him. He knew that his life was worth little in the Barbary Coast. Yet he must go to the very depths of the unholy community in his attempt to rescue Sally Gerson. The girl was held captive by Shark Larson, a ship owner whose brutality was known in every port. Against the likelihood that he might fail to return, the Lone Ranger told Tonto to remain in camp, that he might follow out the masked man's plans for the future. Dan Reed had been sent to the home of Arnold Gerson, Sally's millionaire father, where he was to meet Gerson's son, Bob, a boy his own age, with whom he would start school.
You must be Dan Reed. Sure glad to meet you. I'm Bob Gerson. Come on inside. Father's expecting you.
Glad to know you, Bob. I just rode up on my horse.
I've heard about your horse. You call him Victor, don't you?
Yes, I didn't
know. Jack will take good care of him. He's father's groom.
He took charge of Victor, but
he'll be all right. Come on in and meet the family.
Golly. He sure lives in a fine house.
It's awful big. I'd hate to be the one that has to scrub this hall.
Me too. Do you have a horse, Bob?
Yes, but nothing like Victor. He's the son of the Lone Ranger Silver, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure envy you.
Hey, where's the prisoner?
Well, you know about him?
Yeah. Lone Ranger told me someone came here wearing a mask.
You should have seen that. Dad let him in thinking it was the Lone Ranger. Then when the cook got inside, he pulled a gun on Dad and Grandma and waited to shoot the Lone Ranger.
Well, what happened to him?
The Lone Ranger got in the first shot and wounded the man. His name is Sane. Someone named Gimlet sent him here.
Oh, Dirk Gimlet. Runs a place in the Barbary Coast. Last night, the Lone Ranger had a run-in with him. Where's Sage now?
He's tied up in the den. Father's guarding him. There's my dad at the far end of the hall.
Good golly, he's a fine-looking man.
I think so.
And big.
Well, so you finally arrived, huh?
Dad, this is Dan Reed.
Yes, I assumed as much. Delighted to know you, Dad.
Might glad to meet you, too, Mr. Gibson.
Where's Grandma?
She went to her room for a moment. She'll join us in my study. We'll wait the Lone Ranger there where we can watch the prisoner.
Dan, the Lone Ranger said he'd be back here by midnight.
You know what he's trying to do, don't you, Dan?
Yes, sir. He thinks your kidnapped daughter's on board a ship.
The Clair de Lune, at anchor in the bay.
Yes, sir.
The ship is owned by Shark Larson, dangerous man. I hope the Lone Ranger didn't go alone. Tonto go with him?
No, sir. Tonto's waiting for in case something happens to the Lone Ranger. If that happens, Tonto will act.
Oh.
But the Lone Ranger didn't go alone. He had a friend named Jimmy.
Jimmy?
A sailor. Just got back from a cruise, and Dirk Gimlet tried to shanghai him on another. That was last night. The Lone Ranger rescued Jimmy.
Then Jimmy, whatever his name is, knows something of the Barbary Coast?
Yes, sir.
He should be a help.
Did the Lone Ranger tell you his plan, Dan?
Partly. He knew that a killer had been sent by Dirk Gimlet. So he went to the Barbary Coast with his face disguised. But he wore the mask and his regular clothes.
He did?
That's suicide.
Well, he planned to make Gimlet and Greg Raven and the others think he was the one who'd been hired to kill a Lone Ranger.
He went there posing as Sage, is that it?
Yes, sir. He knows that Greg Raven supplies men for Shark Larson.
Yes.
He's going to make everyone think Sage is likely to tell the police that Gimlet hired him to do something to make the crooks want him out of the way. He wants Greg Raven to shanghai him.
What?
Shanghai the Lone Ranger?
Well, not really. You see, when they take him on board the boat, they'll think he's unconscious. But he won't be. Both he and Jimmy will have hidden weapons. Then they'll find your daughter and get her off the boat.
What if it's learned that he's not Sage? What if the crooks learn that he's really the Lone Ranger?
Oh, I don't like to think of what might happen.
I'll get it here.
Oh, here's my mother.
Graham, this is Dan Reed. Glad to know you, lad. Arnold, who's guarding the rat?
He's securely tied, Mother.
Secure my eyes. Don't trust no ropes to hold that killer. Come along, we better keep an eye on him.
He's coming out of the den.
Nobody can hold me.
The crooks got free.
Catch him.
Burst the doors. Henry, Pete, stop that man.
He's heading for that hall window. Get a gun. Rear the bomb there.
Out this way.
What's
happened,
Mr.
Gearton? The prisoner got away.
Watch my horse. Get bigger. I'll go after him.
No, Dan, not you.
Oh, my God.
Get all the servants. Catch that man and bring him back.
Let me go.
No, Dan. Lone Ranger does not want you mixed up in this war of the Barbary Coast.
He'll get away. He'll tell him. He'll know it's the real Lone Ranger, and he won't have a chance.
The man, Bart Sage, who tried to kill the Lone Ranger, was quickly shrouded by the darkness of Nob Hill. He raced westward at top speed. Behind him lay gorgeous palaces that had been built by Comstock millionaires and railroad builders. Homes of men like Mark Hopkins, Leland Stanford, James Flood, Charles Crocker, and many more. On he raced toward the waterfront, the Barbary Coast. Then he slogged his way through slimy mud that was ankle deep until he reached the Thunderbolt Cafe, where he reported to the man who hired him, Dirk Gimlet.
Instead of me getting the Lone Ranger, he got me. Shot me in the arm. I just got away from Gearson's house.
Sage, you eternally confounded fool. When Larson hears of this... but he's got to know right away. I'll probably find Larson with Greg Raven. Raven! Raven, this is Gimlet. Let me in. Raven... Thank goodness Shark Larson is here with you.
What's the matter, Gimlet? You seen a ghost?
Where's the masked man?
Toward the Clair de Lune by this time. Why?
You don't waste no time. What's got your lines all tangled?
Bart Sage just came into my place.
Sage is on my boat. He's still wearing his mask.
No, no, don't you understand? The Lone Ranger beat Sage to the draw. It was the Lone Ranger that came here.
What, are you sure?
I know it for a fact.
But the Lone Ranger don't drink.
I know it. That means you didn't get your knockout drugs. It means he's wide awake and playing possum.
He's done it to get on board my boat so we can rescue Sally Gerson. All right. Raven, get all the men you can trust. Get men of boats. We'll show the Lone Ranger that Shark Larson ain't to be fooled with.
In an incredibly short space of time, a score of men and enough small boats to carry them were assembled on the shore.
We're aboard the Clair de Lune. A couple of my men are on board in addition to Japs, their own guard.
Japs?
Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking. You wouldn't listen to our party. I said Japs. Doing guard duty for me. On the deck, you'll find about 10 or 12 men that are even hired for me.
Hired? That's good.
It's too many work. Just two. What is that critic called Jimmy? The other is the Lone Ranger. Mainly, I want the Lone Ranger. Maybe the mate took off his mask. If so, the men will know which one he is. Now, for the Clair de Lune. Chivo.
Aye, aye.
The vicious crew put out from shore, pointing their small boats toward the Clair de Lune, which was darkly outlined against the night sky. Raven sat in the stern of one skiff.
Needn't be afraid of busting them oars or pulling on them.
I'm doing the best I can, Raven.
Yeah, I'd do better. Shark Larson's boat's getting there ahead of it.
Raven, this here is kind of new to me.
Yeah, it's generally called Shanghai.
Yeah, that's new to me. How's it work?
Men don't like to sail the sea with Larson.
No, so I've heard.
You can't hire a crew.
You do the hiring firm?
I give likely-looking men a drink. Got a special drug in it. Go to sleep and they're taken with a Clair de Lune and hoisted to the deck.
Oh, I see.
They wake up for sailing time, the mate puts them to sleep again. One way or another. By the time they get wide awake, they're out to sea. Then they can work or take what comes. Most of them, it's sooner work.
What about this Lone Ranger?
Well, he thought he'd put over a trick on Shark, but he won't. Just wait till we get there. You'll see just how cruel Shark Larson can be.
Meanwhile, a number of unconscious men sprawled on the deck of the Clair de Lune. Among them lay the Lone Ranger and his newfound sailor friend, Jimmy. They spoke in low voices.
The mate's gone over the port side, Jim. Some small boats are coming this way.
You think it's an old poor critter that's been knocked out by things around us?
I think not. Get to work fast.
Keep below the rail. It's dark, but you'd be seen if you stood. What are you doing?
Getting this shirt off. I have another beneath it. I want to get out the extra weapons and other things I brought.
Still got the mask off?
Yes. A couple of the men lifted it. They left it on. I have a disguise of my face beneath it, so it wouldn't have mattered if they had taken it off. Hey, Jim, take this.
A gun?
Yes, a Derringer. Good for close range.
That girl somewhere on board. Remember what was said?
The mate said she'd been making trouble trying to break away.
Yeah. You only brothers might hurt her trying to keep her here.
Ahoy!
That's your question, yeah.
Ahoy! Jack Larson! Please! Come to port! Best man you got is to be more unconscious than I am. It's a Lone Ranger.
Hear that?
Jim, listen to me. I came with a few plans in case this happened.
Go on with the mask, yes! Anyone first to get away, shoot to kill.
Give me a hand, Jimmy. This is the showdown.
Get aboard there.
Come on, Raven.
Yes. I saw the
last man. Robert delivered him, said he was supposed to be the Lone Ranger. He really
was. He really was. He ain't unconscious at all. Neither is the man who was with him.
Then
you. You and you. Go around that way. You four go around the stern.
All the men are sprawled out sleeping on the starboard side.
Find the best men still there. Don't waste no chance.
Aye. How
about your...
Japs are watching her. She can't get away.
You three stay with me. In case we don't find the Lone Ranger, we'll post guards and search below deck. Take lanterns so as no one gets past you in the dark. Now shove off. It's $100 for the man who gets the Lone Ranger.
Hey, Larson, Sir Larson, over here, look. I found him, fast and all.
Hold the light closer.
Stand him up and make him talk before we finish him.
Easy. Take the mask off.
Stand up. You hear me? Stand up.
He's still playing possum, making out like he's unconscious.
Get him to his feet. Take that mask off.
That does it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
our story. Shark Larson's killers found a masked man sprawled on the deck of the Clarity Loop. They crowded close, holding lanterns. The shark pulled the man to his feet. The mate jerked off the mask.
All right, stop making believe you're unconscious or I'll slap your eyes wide open. We know who you are.
Shark! He don't look like he's bluffing.
Sure he is.
Let me see him. Pull that lantern closer.
His face ain't anything special.
I've seen this fella around town. He was in Raven's Roost a few hours ago.
Shark, look at his clothes.
What about him?
This ain't the man I hoisted to the deck.
You sure about that? Don't make a mistake, mate.
I'm sure of it. This ain't the Lone Ranger.
Here's the masked man.
What's that, Raven? Raven's found another masked man.
What is this?
What's their jokes me off scuttling? Bring those lanterns.
This one's wearing a thick patches like the Lone Ranger.
You got the right one this time, Shark.
Let it close. Get him to his feet.
I'll do it.
That's the right one.
How about knifing him right now?
No, you fool. It's a big price for these men. You kill them off and I use the cool. Make sure you got the right one to make it.
Shark.
Tell what's the matter now.
I hate to tell you, but this is another mistake. This man's only about half the size of the Lone Ranger.
Mistake! I've had a barrel full of mistakes. How many masked men have you got on board? Answer me, mate. How many?
No, I don't know. I thought there was just one.
Come over here, quick. I found a half dozen more men, and they've all got masks across their eyes.
Shark Larson, his mate, and his men hurried to the opposite deck, where the lanterns revealed half a dozen masked men, all of them unconscious, all of them men who'd been Shanghai. As Larson studied each in turn, his rage grew to new peaks.
There ain't the Lone Ranger. There ain't him. There ain't him.
One has a shirt like a Lone Ranger, another at the Lone Ranger's size, another had his hat, another wore boots like his, and they all got mad.
Yeah, he's doing it to throw us off.
Wait. Let's get to make sure they want to leave the ship. And the Lone Ranger's got to be on board. When we find him, I'll take personal charge and see if he pays for all the trouble he's caused me. I'm going below. He's down there somewhere.
Below deck, in a tiny cabin, Sally Gearson sat on a small bench. Though captive for many days, her head was high and her eyes dry. The Gearson pride was stamped in every expression of defiance. From her blue eyes, hatred flashed like tiny darts of gleaming steel at the two Japs who sat next to the door on guard. One of these spoke English.
Don't be in trouble on deck. Upside. You're going to check me.
His bellowing will turn to bleeding when my father hears of this.
Who's there?
Open the door.
Yeah, and here wasn't already,
Father. You had any trouble down here?
Oh, Miss. Try 1, 2, 3 times beat way out.
Down by me, down home, but I.
What he said?
Miss, use fingernails. Make mark on face.
There's your right to be an off guard. All right, come in here.
There's no place on this ship where there's light.
We ain't wasting lanterns in the break. Lamps light enough to make sure the girl's here. All right, shut that door. Now lock it again. You four men got your guns?
I have.
Sure thing.
What do you think we are?
And you two runts, you gonna leave shoot?
If I get this straight, the Lone Ranger is somewhere on board. He's here for just one thing. To get this girl.
The Lone Ranger? Oh, the things I've heard of him.
Well, you've heard the last of them. When your pa sent him to get you, he marked him for death.
Indeed.
Sooner or later, you'll come to this room hunting the girl. When he does, he's to be let in. As soon as the door is open and that critic comes in, open fire.
You don't believe in a fair fight, do you, Sheriff?
I fight to win, no matter how.
Now get your guns out.
And drop them to the floor.
What's that?
I said drop your guns.
I'm back in his place.
Shark, that's him.
That'll do, Larson.
Now, won't someone else please swing a gun so as I can take a shot? Maybe I could drill his head instead of his arm.
Give me those guns.
Me never.
That's enough from you. Please do.
I never say or I'll bust your head in. He's his Texas Rangers riding again. Dad, bust your soul, put it high. Oh!
You'll never get off this boat alive. You ain't
Larson.
Talking. No, no, no. Don't swing that gun barrel on me.
That's the rest of the weapon, Jim.
It's all going right.
Larson, it was a simple matter to gag a couple of your companions and take their places with you.
You're full of tricks, but not full enough. You're here with a girl, but you ain't got her off the boat yet. And by the soul of the prophet, you won't get her off.
I gave you a rope, Jim. It's still around your waist.
It sure is. But don't let's rope him yet. Let's throw down our guns and have some more fighting. I'm hankering to try my bare knuckles against the chin of these critters.
Tie them and gag Larson. We've a lot to do.
Oh, shucks.
You'll have fighting before we get Miss Gerson home.
Can't I help?
Take a couple of their guns, Miss Gerson. But don't use them unless it's your life or that of someone else.
Oh, how good fresh air is now. Oh.
And Miss Gerson.
I'm all right. I won't faint. They're kind, but just help me stand for a minute. I'm a little weak.
You just keep a hold there, partner. I'll tend to the rope on these mavericks. Say, ain't it odd how a little fast gunplay makes me forget all the salt water talk I knew and throws me right back into my natural poet style forever?
Are you all right now, Miss Gerson?
Yes, but you'd better do as he says. My knees feel as if they could be stirred with a spoon.
Yeah, that takes care of all of them, including the little yellow rat. Strikes me a waste of time roping them, and I could step on them like I would a spider and keep them quiet for keeps.
Open the door, Jim. You'll see how the chances are to get out of here.
She's unlocked. And open. Better let me go ahead and make sure the coast is clear. And you can come with Miss Sally.
Oh, that's fun. I have guns. We'll all go together.
Can you swim?
Oh, like a fish. But you don't mean all the way to shore.
No. I want you to go over the side and hang on to a line until we get a boat around to you.
Very well.
I guess none of the men up there have been noise at all.
That brig is almost soundproof.
We're all near the bow. Come to the stern, Miss Gerson. There's a line there. I drop it over the side.
Whatever you say. Are you sure it wouldn't be better to try to swim?
There's something else for you to do.
What's that?
You'll have to prove yourself a true granddaughter, Miss Gerson.
You mean like Granny?
Yes. I'll hold those guns and I'll tell you later what to do.
Very well.
Here's a line. I'll lift you with a rail.
I can slide down the line.
Get into the water and wait there.
I'll wait.
The plans of the Lone Ranger were unknown, even to Jim. When they were explained, the former cowboy gasped at the daring of those plans.
Wow. Like an awful, awful chunk.
Worth trying, Jim. Boats are tied alongside. The only ones who know about us are in the break.
Here comes a couple of the men now. Hunting for us.
And back against that hatch. Hold on a minute.
We ain't seen anyone like we're hunting. Have you?
Keep your hand where they are and don't move.
What?
Take them, Jim.
Right.
Sound them, either of you, and you'll get what the others did. The gag's on first, Jim. We'll tie them after they gag. That'll do it. We'll be safe right here until daybreak.
You sure will.
Now, look at that here.
Hold on. Here's one of the poor unconscious critters still sprawled on the deck.
The one I loaned my hat. We'll get him later. There are about seven or eight more men I want to capture first.
By ones and twos, the Lone Ranger and Jimmy came upon the man who had been brought on board by Shark Larson. Ruthless, murdering thugs who would have welcomed the chance to win a bonus by killing the Lone Ranger.
This makes five, Jim.
I'll have to cut a few more hooks and lines and some of the sails before we deal with the next one.
By ones and twos, the killers from the Barbary Coast were tied and gagged and left in obscure places on the deck. Greg Raven among them. And then...
They're ready, Jim. I'm with the mate next.
We have to let him go past his boat. To save him for the last.
I see him.
Where?
At the binnacle. Come on.
Getting close to midnight.
Yes, I know it. Mate.
We've hunted high and low.
Below deck in a hurry.
What's the matter?
This way. Shark Larson's in the brig.
Was a prisoner?
What he needs you badly.
Did he send you?
Here's a hatch. Go below and help him.
Hold on. You're the one. You're the one we've been hunting.
Below you go. Oh. Go down, Jim.
I can do it.
Now, mate, listen to me. I'm taking all the men you shanghaied with me. Sally Gerson's father will be after you inside the hour. You'll find a crew that you can use below. They're roped and waiting for release. Come on, Jim. I've got to get my things back from a lot of unconscious men. We've got to load those men into boats and head for shore.
Ha, 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 ha.
Dad blessed it, Charlie. You're a chip of the old block.
I didn't know what he meant at the time, Granny, but then he brought a boat up to me with three unconscious men in it, one of the crooks. And I held a gun while the crook rowed.
And, Sally, you mean to say this Lone Ranger brought all of the men who'd been shanghaied to shore?
Yes, Dad. He rowed one boat and Jimmy another. But he had his mask on then. I suppose I never will get to see his real face. Have you ever seen it, Dan?
Well, maybe I should answer that.
Gee whiz, sis. Why wouldn't he come here? He wanted to get to his friend Tonto, Bob. He said he'd given Tonto instructions that he had to cancel before midnight. And then, too, he wanted to keep an eye on the Clair de Lune.
I'll have the law close in on that ship at once.
The window!
There he is. Let me open it.
Nash Kendall! Great day, but what a job you've done.
Mr. Gerson, I just came to report that the Clair de Lune has set sail and is putting out to sea.
But how can it? According to Sally's story, you rescued all those poor devils who'd been taken on board.
Yes, but in their place were the men who had gone with Shark Larson to kill me.
What? You mean...
Yes, Daddy, I didn't have the chance to tell you before. Larson was released by the mate. He knew you'd be after him as soon as you could, so he put out to sea. The only crew he could use were the men he'd taken on board.
Well, I never...
Serves them right.
Hey, you see, Bob? That's what I was telling you. That's how the Lone Ranger does things.
Come in here, man. Come in and let
me... There's a lot more to be done on the Barbary Coast, Mr. Gerson. First of all, I want to see about Bart Sage, the man who tried to kill me. Dirk Gimlet, who hired him.
Oh, please come in. I feel faint again.
Good luck, Dan. Come on, Toto. Any big fella. Oh, Silver, help!
Scout! Well, Sally Gibson, you're feeling faint. Didn't get far.
No, not this time. Not this time, Granny.
Help, Silver! Away!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated. Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.